Can philosophers be dangerous to society? I'll go further. People who worry about pennies instead of dollars can be dangerous to society. They mean well, but invoking my Bastiat argument, they're a threat to us. They're wasting our studies of uncertainty by focusing on the insignificant. Our resources, both cognitive and scientific, are limited, perhaps too limited. Those who distract us increase the risk of black swans. This commoditization of the notion of uncertainty as symptomatic of black swan blindness is worth discussing further here. Given that people in finance and economics are steeped in the Gaussian to the point of choking on it, I looked for financial economists with philosophical bents to see how their critical thinking allows them to handle this problem. I found a few. One such person got a PhD in philosophy, then, 4 years later, another in finance. He published papers in both fields, as well as numerous textbooks in finance. But I was disheartened by him. He seemed to have compartmentalized his ideas on uncertainty so that he had two distinct professions, philosophy and quantitative finance. The problem of induction, mediocristan, epistemic opacity, or the offensive assumption of the Gaussian, these didn't hit him as true problems. His numerous textbooks drilled Gaussian methods into students' heads, as though their author had forgotten that he was a philosopher. Then he promptly remembered that he was when writing philosophy texts on seemingly scholarly matters. The same context specificity leads people to take the escalator to the Stairmasters. But the philosopher's case is far, far more dangerous, since he uses up our storage for critical thinking in a sterile occupation. Philosophers like to practice philosophical thinking on Me Too subjects that other philosophers call philosophy, and they leave their minds at the door when they're outside of these subjects.